Colley Stimson is on the line right now to talk about what's going on with Guantanamo Bay. They're releasing more Gitmo detainees, and he has the very latest on that. Good morning to you, Colley.
Good morning, Jesse, or I should say Gunny, and Brian, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. He serves as a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, but also was at the Pentagon, an assistant secretary for defense for detainee affairs, so he knows a lot about this topic. All right, I'm reading that four detainees are about to be released from Guantanamo Bay and sent to Saudi Arabia. This is either happening now or is going to happen in the next few hours. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is that the Obama tends to transfer and get rid of some 22 people that are currently in Guantanamo before he leaves office. What's going on?
Yeah, so these four have been approved for transfer to Saudi Arabia, and there are 23 total down there of the 59 that are there that have already been approved for transfer. So you should expect to see in the coming days before January 20th, most, if not all, of those 23 leave the island and be transferred to some other country. And, of course, President-elect Trump said, stop it, done, no more. And the White House is legally within their rights to say, sorry, we want to do this.
Well, there have been so many transfers already, yeah. And you're going to get rid of 23 more, which will leave only 36 people, I think, mm-hmm. at Guantanamo
right.
Bay. Well, it would seem when you get down to around, 50 or so, you're talking about the bad guys, the really bad guys.
Let's not be cute about it. Most of the last few hundred are bad guys. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these are
the worst.
Law war detainees. And it's a weird war, and I'm sure the Gunny would wave in here completely and agree with me, that it's a weird war where you're releasing the enemy while you're still at war with the enemy. I mean, I can't think of another war where we've done that. There were 790 guys down at Gitmo. We're down to 59 now. We'll probably be down to, 29 or so. Almost a dozen of them are facing military commissions trials, including the 9/11 co-conspirators. But I think if you're there on that island on January 20th, when President Trump is sworn in, you're there for a while.
One of the things that really disturbs me is that Saudi Arabia is also a known sponsor of terrorism, that they have actually been associated and ties and links to ISIS, funding with them, and Muslim Brotherhood and radicals. So it's just, to me, seems like a wink and a nod going on here, because like you just said, we're still at war with the enemy. We're sending them over to someone who helps sponsor our enemy. What is your take on that?
Well, the big three populations at Gitmo were the Saudis, the Yemenis, and the Afghans. And we've sent a lot of people back to Saudi Arabia, some to their terrorist rehabilitation program, which has been fairly successful. But keep in mind, the Obama numbers show through the DNI that about 30 to 31% of Gitmo graduates have either gone back to confirmed or suspected have gone back to terrorism. So there's no risk-free transfer from Gitmo, and there never will be.
So is there anything that can be done? Does the president have carte blanche to continue to transfer these people out as long as he is still the president?
Yeah, and the consequences are that he will suffer the political ramifications of it. But, of course, I don't think he really cares because he's leaving office. But he has almost unfettered discretion. As long as he gives the requisite notice under the law to the Congress, the Congress has done nothing once they've gotten the notice. And so you can expect to see folks be transferred off the island between now and January 19th.
So essentially you're saying Congress, is there anything that Congress could do to intervene? I mean, we know they don't intervene, but could they? Or is there someone up at the Pentagon that could intervene?
Well, nobody at the Pentagon is going to intervene because they follow lawful orders, and these are lawful orders to transfer these folks. Congress could have last year attempted to cut off funding of transfers completely. I think that's probably a separation of powers issue, and the president probably enjoys the constitutional authority to do so because he is the commander-in-chief. So I don't think there's anything that can be done.
I noticed that we do not know the identities I again apologize. We don't know the identities of the people who are being released out of Guantanamo right now, the four detainees. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we be able to get that information? Isn't that something that the public has a valid reason to know? Because if we can identify who they are, then we know what they may have done, and we as a public that wants to know what's going on at Guantanamo can make an independent judgment about whether or not we agree or disagree with that policy.
The practice has always been, Brian, and this is during the Bush administration also, is to not to pre-release the names of the person we release or transfer for security reasons. And I think those reasons are still valid. And you do find out after the transfer takes place the names of the persons. And, of course, with WikiLeaks and all the other information that's out there, you can find out what the review boards and other information about Gitmo.
Well, let me ask it another way. Is there anybody left in Gitmo right now that you think is deserving to be transferred out?
No.
Well, what about the president's claim that we've had no terrorist attacks in this country in the last 8 years? I mean, we're looking at this now. He's releasing people, you know, like he's just pulled this plug on the bathtub. They're all draining out. How much longer what is your take on this? And do you think any of these terrorists are going to come back to haunt us? Because as I recall, many have.
Yeah, well, of course, this was, you know, very carefully crafted wordsmanship by the president's lawyer. And I'm a lawyer, and, you know, words matter. I mean, but he's talking about, he's forgetting things like Fort Hood, San Bernardino, Orlando shooting, the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston, the Christmas Day bomber that happened, you know, the underwear bomber that happened at Christmas Day on 2009. He's saying that those were workplace violence or non-Islamic directed attacks in the United States. Well, of course, they were inspired by Islamists and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the Heritage Foundation, where I work, has tracked over 93 Islamist-inspired terrorist attacks or plots on U.S. soil since 9/11. And, I mean, we've had them recently. Ohio State University, back in November 2016, the car that drove into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of them. The Seaside Park bombing, St. Cloud, Minnesota, just a few weeks ago, the stabbing, the Orlando nightclub massacre in June of last year, 49 dead, 50 injured. I mean, the list goes on.
And Adal Hassan.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the thing. If there are going to be 23 people released and there is a 30% recidivism rate, that means that roughly 7 of these terrorists that are being released from Guantanamo will return to the battlefield.
Exactly.
Now, be careful, Brian. That's higher math.
I know. And my math is always suspect, but I actually did check that out on the computer.
Well, you're telling an English major, so I'll go with your numbers. there's been no risk-free transfer from that island. And, you know, President-elect Trump says he's going to load Gitmo up with, quote-unquote, bad dudes. We'll see whether that happens. But I think if you're there on January 20th, you're there for a while.
You're there for a while. Thank you. Cully Stimson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.